been a long time. I am he. Call me the rock, you or die. Best believe I wouldn't say it if it's not a fact. Junkies don't know how to act like Shaq. Tell them to holler back. This is the alternative broadcast, transmitting from the frequency of 89.3. Turn it down, tune into the music you got me. Remote show to say so-so is highly unlikely. With no utter shame or disregard of a law.
WPFW 89.3 FM. The truth about what really happened to the American Indian. Night Wolf, the most dangerous show on radio. Smell, taste, and all that we touch. Mother Earth, make it a womb of all beings, provider of all our seeds and needs. Keeper of the West, the home of the Thunder People, where the grandfather's son sleeps at night. Keeper of the North, home of the great white giant, from where fresh breezes blow. Keeper of the East, land of the rising sun, home of the big red mountain. Keeper of the South, land that we always face, from where the growing wharf comes. I pray to the Stone Peoples, to the Green Peoples, the Ring Peoples. I pray to the four-legged peoples, the swimming peoples, the crawling peoples, and to the star peoples. I pray to all who give us food, clothing, medicine, dwellings, and designs. To the ancestors of all the people, I pray for their help in keeping us in balance and teaching us the ways of the Creator and Mother Earth. To the star peoples, grandfather's son, Grandmother Moon, I give thanks for their lighting our way in all times of darkness. To all these peoples, I give thanks for all the gifts and help I get in my life each and every day. For all these reasons and for life itself, I give thanks. Thank you. I'm Jay Winter Night Wolf, and this is WPFW. 89.3 FM, Pacifica Radio, Washington, D.C. Tonight begins the winter fundraiser for WPFW, your radio station, my radio station, the FM station on the East Coast for the Native American Indian and the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere. The Night Wolf Show is offering six of the best American Indian recordings on CD that is presently offered today. You hear us play many of the cuts from these recordings every week here on The Truth About What Really Happened to the American Indian, Night Wolf, the most dangerous show on the radio. A part of us being here every Sunday night depends on your kindness and your generosity by calling in and pledging your financial support to the Night Wolf Show 3 to 4 times a year. We have been on the air here at WPFW for almost 7 years. We bring you guests and issues about the Native American Indian that you cannot hear anywhere else east on the FM dial here in the Washington metropolitan area. Night Wolf is heard worldwide via the internet. I'm not ashamed or too proud to ask for your support to help us stay on the airwaves of WPFW. One of the features of our show is the monthly broadcast of programming by and for our American Indian sisters. Guest hosts like Dr. Gabrielle Tyack of the National Museum of the American Indian and a member of the Piscataway Indian Nation. Liz Hill, editor of the Indian Magazine of the National Museum of the American Indian. Public relations specialist and producer at large of the Night Wolf Show. We have had many guest leaders like Chairman Kevin Leeson of the Boys Fort Reservation, Tex G. Hall, the past president of the National Congress of the American Indians and former chairman of the 3 affiliated tribes of North Dakota, and the present founder, president, and CEO of ITEA, the Intertribal Economic Alliance. Dr. Jack D. Forbes, professor emeritus, University of California, Davis, and founder of DQ University, the first Native American university in the United States. Kara Briggs, co-author of Shoot the Indian, an award-winning book about contemporary times in Native America and what we face today as Native American Indians. My friend, Suzanne Schoen Harjo, president of the Morning Star Institute and one of the brave Native American leaders that brought the class action lawsuit against the Washington football team to change the name of the team. Penny Gamble Williams, another dear sister, friend, and colleague, host of Talking Feather on WOL AM radio right here in Washington, D.C. So you see, the most dangerous show on the radio has not been without guests that have played a big part in changing how the world looks upon the American Indian and the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere. We tell the truth about this present administration and past administrations. What they did to almost wipe out the 112 million indigenous people that were here when they invaded our homelands. How the American Indian and the African became related right here in the Americas 1,000 years before the birth of Christ. The good relationships between our early European sisters and brothers that came here with a good heart. How the American Indian, blacks, poor white folk, and the Chinese worked together to build the transcontinental railroads, and how the human family has fought to survive in this capitalistic society of dictatorial leaders that were elected and selected to run this republic of grief and greed. These are just a few of the many issues that we have covered since Night Wolf, the most dangerous show on radio, first broke the airwaves here at WPFW. There's so much more where all of that came from. We can't wait to continue to inform, educate, and bring you Native wisdom and share our spirituality and views with all of you. Where else have you heard the opportunity to directly help the poorest people in America by giving clothes and food and toys and purchasing propane to help them survive during the winter season in South Dakota. Only here on Night Wolf has this been possible. Only here on WPFW. I'm asking you tonight to continue the effort of keeping the only Native American radio program on FM radio east of the Mississippi on the air by calling in and pledging your support to us. I'll be back in just a few moments to give you the rundown of the wonderful music that we have to offer tonight for you as thank you gifts for your donation. I'm Jalen Nightwolf, and this is WPFW 89.3 FM. Don't go away, just relax and enjoy the music and pick up the phone and give us a call at 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739, and you can also use your American Express, MasterCard, Visa, or Discover card. And when I get back after this song, I'll tell you what we got to offer. There's a lot of good stuff here tonight, and I think you would love having it in your home and playing it for your friends and family. I'm Jalen the Nightwolf, and this is the most dangerous show on the radio, WPFW 89.3 FM Pacifica Radio, Washington, D.C., in this so-called Constitutional Republic's capital. And I also have a very special guest in the studio tonight, a surprise guest. So listen to the music. We'll be right back. The most dangerous show on the radio. That was from Reconnections by R. Carlos Nakai. It's called Urban Indian. That's one of the CDs. Urban Native, Urban Indian, all the same. That's one of the CDs we're offering. We're also offering Totemic Flute Chants. And that's by my buddy, Robert Marable. You've heard me play a lot of this stuff over the years. But that's from his newest CD that just hit the market. Also, Faces of the Sun by Peter Cater and many of the other artists that collaborate with him on it. Mary Youngblood, Jeff Ball, Bill Miller, and on and on and on. Also, we're offering Mary Youngblood's Dance with the Wind. This CD won a Grammy last year for the Best Native American Music Album. Mary's a very good friend of mine. She's one of the greatest flute players I've ever had an opportunity to listen to. I'm also offering, and I want to play a cut from this real soon, CD by Alex E. Smith, Cheevers Toper, and Natanis Kit Landry called Harmony Nights. Young people doing it. We also are offering a CD called The Black Large Singers, Watch the Dancer. So you can get any one of these CDs for a gift of $65 from you. Two for $89.30, three for $125, and it'll make it very interesting. If you make a pledge of $225, I'll see to it that you get all six of these CDs tonight. Well, not tonight, but you pledge tonight, you'll have them in your hands real soon. I also have something very special here. I know a lot of you know about the former columnist Coleman McCarthy, who has been teaching for 25 years in universities. He's been teaching peace, how to get along with one another. He's taught in the juvenile prisons. He's taught at George Washington Law Center, the University of Maryland American University, and two or more high schools. He's got a brand new book out, which I only have three copies of. It's a very, very interesting book. And I think you all should want to get a copy of this, because I've got a copy of it. It's called I'd Rather Teach Peace. This is one of our elders, Coleman McCarthy. I've only got three copies of GeoTrees. So that's going also for a donation of $65. Now, the basic membership is only $35, and it's been that for way for years and years and years. So please call in and support our show tonight, the Night Wolf Show, the most dangerous show on the radio. If you like having it on the air, call in and make a donation. 1-800-222-9739 or 202-588-9739. We're going to go back to another music selection, and then in a couple of minutes, I guess in about 10 minutes, I'm going to introduce to you my guest for this evening, a very controversial Native woman. She's a Haida Indian. And I'm going to let that out the bag. We got Dr. Judy Woodall with us tonight, okay? So she's going to talk to you about a lot of stuff. They call her conspiracy theorists and all this other stuff, but Judy has the facts to prove what she says. So help me out right now by picking up the phone, calling 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739, and you can use your American Express, MasterCard, Visa, or Discover. Or if you want to do it online, go to WPFW.org. It's a secured line, so you don't have to worry about anybody seeing your stuff and trying to steal your identity. So we're going to go to some music. Who are we going to play now? We're going to a selection from Harmony Nights. Y'all listen to these three young people right now, okay?
Oh,
My grandkids thought I was crazy a few months ago. I'd walk around the house singing that song all day long. Grandpa, don't you know another song? Do you know another song? No, never again. Yeah. That was a song that stays with you. It's got a lot of heavy spiritualism in it. And these are young people doing the right thing. So pick up the phone. I don't need any phones ringing. 202-588-9739. I need 20 calls within the next 40 minutes, and I know you can do it. We can do this together, okay? 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739. I know I'm supposed to be in South Dakota, but that's going to happen within the next 2 weeks. I had to stay here to do this for the station, okay? 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Three copies of Coleman Crockett's book is going for a donation of $65, his latest book entitled, I'd Rather Teach Peace. Wow. Let me tell you what the Washington Post World Book has to say about it. McCarthy here chronicles this other compassion, calling as a peace educator, promoting everyday individual approaches to peaceful conflict resolution. That sounds like my friend, too, Dr. Ambassador John McDonald, who's my best friend. So there's a lot of people out here that's got it together. And also, Spirituality and Health, well, anyone who reads this subversive and very spiritual book will be compelled to lend his or her voice, time, and financial support to the organization working for the noble cause of non-violence. Please give us a call. I've got three copies. I want to put one in your hand. $65. Also, I have these six CDs. Tonight, the one we just heard, Common Nights, Reconnections by R. Carlos Tatar, Black Wired Singers, Watch This Dancer, Totemic Flute Chants, I'm going to get one from that soon, Vicky, Faces of the Sun, and Mary Youngblood, Dance with the Wind. I got sitting in the studio with me tonight, a very special individual, who thinks outside the box, and I know you folks know that. You know, listen to this show. This is totally outside of the box. My sister here, Judy Wood. BS degree, civil engineering. MS degree, engineering, mechanical engineering, applied physics. PhD, materials engineering science. Former professor of mechanical engineering at Clemson University. And she said that the 9/11/2001... she knew something was wrong with the story we were told. And I know something was wrong with the story that we were told. Because I've got friends that are multiples, that are ironworkers, that told me something's wrong with the lie they told about 9/11. And I've got a lady here that's qualified to tell us about it. Hello, Judy. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah. So, what brings you back to Washington so soon?
We had a guest in town from England who was visiting and went up to Ground Zero to see what was happening up there.
What did you see? You're this great engineer and teacher of engineering and physics and all that. What did you see?
What I saw was that what happened on 9/11 is continuing. It's still happening.
What do you mean?
The material is coming apart. There's the molecular basis of matter is disrupted, and it is continuing, and we have a problem. What disintegrated the building is still ongoing. There's buildings, adjacent buildings to Ground Zero, and as people know, Bankers Trust, that building, they repaired it, and then they started taking it apart. Because it's affected and it is still disintegrating.
So are you telling me that there's a molecular virus within all of that material?
Yes.
That is coming apart even though they were supposed to clear it all out?
Yes. They're using dirt to clean it up. They bring in new dirt, stir it around, scoop it up, take it back out. They bring more dirt, stir it around, take it back out.
But you know, you talk about molecular structure. you know, the changing of molecules as we know them. How is this happening?
I'd like to read a quote from a friend of mine here. We stand at the beginning of a new age. Our government has in its hands a method of disrupting the molecular basis for matter, and its first impulse was to weaponize it. Is this so hard to understand? Like splitting atoms to create destruction was hard to understand in 1945. What we had in 9/11 was the new Hiroshima.
Okay. That's Dr. Katie Wood. We're going to come back and talk to her again, but I need for you all to call in at 202-588-9739 or 1-800-222-9739 and call in your pledge. $25 for basic membership. I need 20 of y'all to call in tonight. And I also have all these beautiful CDs that you hear me play. The one's brand new. Just hit the market. It's the one by Robert Marable. Are we going to play something from that? We're going to play something from that right now. And we'll be back to talk to Judy Wood and talk to you again. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, 1 CD, $65, 2, $89.30, 3, $125. And then we'll step out on the limb. Get all six of them for $225. I know they're going to get on me about it, but, you know, I'm outside the box always. And Coleman McCarthy's book, his brand new book, I'd Rather Teach Peace. You want to have this. I only got 3 copies of it here. They were purchased today by GeoTrees from Coleman McCarthy. So you all call in, 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Now we're going to listen to one of the cuts from Robert Marable's brand new CD, Johnny Whitehorse, Totemic Flute Chants.
Mother, only life.
tonight, Wolf. I'm Jay Little Night Wolf, and I got in the studio with me Dr. Judy Wood, and I've got something I want to read to you, and I've also got a lot of free news that I want to offer you tonight, but you've got to hear this. There's a columnist by the name of John Potter. He wrote this in the Billings Gazette 3 days after 9/11, 2001. Kind of shook me up a little bit. It says, we are all Native Americans today. Well, whatever. Terror and death fill the air. The attack was totally unpredictable, and our people taken completely by surprise. 1 minute we were living our peaceful, ordinary lives, savoring a beautiful morning, playing with our children, and going about our business as usual. And the next moment, explosions, balls of fire, and smoke and air that fill the air with the screams of helpless men, women, and children, and bodies of friends and family falling torn and lifeless at our feet. And the children, what about the children? In the first moments of the attack, brave ones charged forward in valiant efforts to rescue the wounded and hasten survivors to places of safety. In another vicious and cowardly attack, explosions rock the air, and our world comes down in fire, taking the lives of the rescuers as well. Through the horror, the chaos, and the savagery of these assaults on our people, we know that our lives, our very way of life, will never be the same again. Attacked by a foreign and hateful presence, the lives of innocent people torn from our hearts, and on our own native soil, we wrestle with emotions and decisions heretofore unknown to us, ones that we thought we were forever insulated from. We have been violated. The sun came plummeting down on the fateful morn. The sky's unreal peace burst into storm. People's lives in a flash were no more. The hearts of friends and relatives were broken by the score. In the aftermath of attack smoldered a U.S. flag. There was rift that was given and held in peace by the chief of the camp. Our elders, our women, our children, lives were taken so senselessly. This was the General Sheridan strategy in 1870. Before there were Christians, before there was Islam, before there was Judaism, before there was Buddha. Remind our people so our mothers can applaud before the isms and their entities. We were children of God. We're passing through an age of miracles and seething rage. We should our freedom be construed. We are a firefly flash, the breath of a buffalo, a shadow losing self in the sun. Shadows lose themselves in the sun. Now, what does that sound like to you all out there? Sounds like the attack, the massacre at Wounded Knee. Well, guess what? There was a massacre at Wounded Knee, but there was also another massacre on 9/11/2001. And we are all Native Americans today when it comes to terror and violence. Don't ever forget that. Dr. Judy Wood, thank you for bringing that into us. And before we get into a further conversation, I have five people I need to thank, but I also need all of you to pick up the phone and please call us at 202-9739. 1-800-222-9739. Or go online, secure line to WPFW.org and pledge for the Night Wolf Show, American Express, MasterCard, Visa, or Discover. Okay, here we go. My friend Heather, thank you so much. You renewed your pledge. I have someone else that I cannot read your name, but thank you so much for getting Dance with the Wind, Washington, D.C. Another dear friend, brother of mine, $100, just wanted to help out the nightmare. Can't call his name. I know who you are, and you and I know who we are. Thank you very much, brother. I have also one that, can I read? Yes, I can. I finally got what I could read. Y'all need to call me up now. Regina Williams. And Regina is making her pledge to the station of membership. Thank you so much. And guess what? I got another one. Oh, this lady's a real sweetheart. And she has really done a lot to help us out over the years. And last year she had her students out at Montgomery at the University of College to help put together some things to take to South Dakota, like we're going to do again in the next 2 or 3 weeks. She wants Coleman McCarthy's book, I'd Rather Teach Peace. Dorothy is a very dear friend of mine. She just lost her husband not too long ago. And I keep her in my prayers because she's such a sincere member of the human family. She's not an Indian. She's not black. She's not Oriental. But she's a sister, a member of the human family. Thank you so much, Dorothy. Yes, Dorothy Fargo. Thank you so much. I love you for this, Dorothy. And I'm going to give you the bell. I got 5 people. I'm going to give 5 bells. Everybody gets the bell on the Night Wolf Show because everybody's special. Now, is this it?
Yep.
All right, the phone's ringing. Keep on. 202-588-9739. 1-800-222-9739. Judy, you're Native American. You're Hyder.
Hart.
Hart Hyder. What's your feelings on all this, this new massacre that just keeps happening? You know, you got Wounded Knee, you got Sand Creek, and I can give you a whole bunch of other ones. You got the Hangings of the Santee Sioux in Minnesota.
Baker Massacre.
The Baker Massacre. 9/11 Massacre. This so-called war in Iraq, another massacre. Afghanistan Massacre. Korea Massacre. Vietnam Massacre. Hiroshima Massacre. What makes this any different than the rest of them?
Higher technology.
Talk to me about it.
In Hiroshima, they were splitting atoms.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're splitting molecules. There's an attractive force that pulls molecules together. If you can flip the sign of that, instead of attracting forces, it repels. And so instead of materials holding together, they repel and come apart.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous amount of energy that is unleashed. That energy could be used for a lot of good.
But instead?
It's not.
It's been used for evil. You know, there's been so many theories about 9/11. Write a book on all of them. You being an educated professor, well, in order to be a professor, you got to be educated. Well, then again, there's some dumb professors out there, too. I had a couple when I was in college. they're still teaching. But a PhD in materials engineering science and applied physics. You're telling me this. I'm looking at you. Come on, tell me some
more.
It's
important for everyone to look and see and trust their own eyes. We all have the ability to see what's before us instead of running with the herd. To look at what we see, how we feel, that's information. And if what we see doesn't make sense with what we're told, we should ask questions. When I was up there this past week, I had a horrible sore throat in various locations around the complex. That's inflammation. Something is causing that.
But you don't have a sore throat now.
Right. As soon as I got away from the site, I had a sore throat.
Okay, we're talking about physics, and we're talking about molecular changes and atomic changes. But let's talk about something else this day. Let's talk about the spiritual part of it that's there. What are your feelings on that? Because a lot of people left here at that point. The spirits, the spirits. They're still not resting.
Correct.
And I went by there about a year ago. And it was a shock not to see those towers on the skyline, you know, that bothered me. But to actually go near ground zero and just felt a force that just kind of repelled you. Did you feel that same force as if the loss of life had not settled?
Yes. It's very cold, and I think that presence is there still. And I think others are beginning to feel it as well.
So it's not just spiritual, but it's also metaphysical.
Yes.
We're going to come back to Dr. Judy Wood. I have to thank somebody, and then we're going to go to a song. But my friend Jim, thank you so much. You're getting Colin McCarthy's book, and we're going to give you the bell. Let's go to some music so folks can hear what we have to offer. This is a crazy show tonight because I've got to get some help in here for WPFW, and I got to. Come on, y'all need 14 more of y'all to call me. Come on, please. You know, 14 more people to call and get some of this good music or this book and just join the family, the Night Wolf family at WPFW for $35. Let's go to some music. We'll be right back. $65 donation, or you can get any of the other ones for $65 a piece. Totemic, New Chance by Robert Marable, Faces of the Sun, Peter Cater, Murray Youngblood, Dance with the Wind, Reconnections, R. Carlos Nakai, Black Lodge Sinners, Watch This Dancer, and Alex Smith, Chivas Topa, and Kit Landry's Harmony Nights. All for $65 a piece, or any two for $89.30. $83 for $125, or I'm going to take a chance and give them all to you tonight for $225. Please call in and make a pledge, and I have one copy left of Colin McCarthy's book for a $65 donation. Please call in. All right, the telephone number is 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, or go online and pledge by going to WPF. And use your American Express, your MasterCard, Visa, or Discover. We'll take them all, every last one of them, and get a part of this. Also, I haven't cleared this with WPFW, but I'm going to take a chance on it. They might fire me and tell me I can't come back. But there's a 3-CD set of my Thanksgiving Day special, the 3-hour special, The Truth About Thanksgiving. I'm going to offer that tonight for a donation of $150, all three, the whole Thanksgiving set about the Thanksgiving mess and lies. For $150, please, we need to help the station out. We need money to run this operation around here. It's $90,000 a month. I don't get a penny of it because everything I do here is volunteer. my staff, they don't get paid either, so listen. Y'all call in, 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Brian, did you hear me back there? Please come and tell me that you're not going to kill me for doing that, okay? Anyway, I want to get back to Judy Wood, Dr. Judy Wood. Ambrose Lane is correct in his feelings about thinking that this is more deadly than thermonuclear war. Because you drop a bomb, and shortly after that bomb is dropped and has done all the damage it can do, it's over. But if you got molecular warfare going, the changing of molecular structure, it continues and continues and continues. Frank said he thinks they're shooting at the sun. But if you all just stop and think about what's going on with global warming or climate change, you know, whatever play on words you want, you know, it's global warming. Do you all realize that right under the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota, that water, that whole aquifer, is polluted with uranium, copper, and farm waste, animal waste? They can't drink that water out of there. And that aquifer goes all the way to New Mexico. And before you know it, it's going to be here. Do you all realize that 4 years ago the federal government passed a legislation for the people on Pine Ridge and the other affected counties out there in Shannon, South Dakota, where I go every year, to get water from the Missouri River? They appropriated the funds, but they haven't done a dang thing. They haven't even done a study on it. And they wonder why people only live to be 40, 45 years of age at Pine Ridge and the other Indian reservations out there. That's just one of the reasons. Do you think pollution is just going to stop in that aquifer that goes down to New Mexico? No. Water travels in a cycle. All waters meet up at one time or another. And you've got the Antarctic falling apart. You've got the North Pole falling apart. You've got the people in Alaska knowing that in 5 years if something ain't done, they're not going to have drinking water. And then you got this administration that came in office as if they had lost their mind from day one, that continue to do all of these devastating things to humanity. You would think if they had any sense at all that they wouldn't do anything to their own people. So, I mean, what are they doing? They're trying to get to the moon somewhere. You know, they got all these satellites up in space. I look at the stars now, and I can differentiate between what is a star and what is a satellite. Do you know there are hundreds and hundreds of satellites up in space now? And what's the reason for that? They got something, man. Ronald Reagan, with his Star Wars mess, the idiot. Okay? Somebody's got something planned. And if we don't do something about it right away, then we're all in trouble. I'm not just talking about poor folks or Indian folks or black folks or Asian folks or the ones that they label as illegal immigrants, which they are not. But guess what? You rich folks sitting back there in your comfortable estates on your nice 60 and 70 foot yachts drinking the best champagne you can get out of France and the best caviar that you can get your hands on, you're going to be affected too. So don't think that this is just something to get rid of the poor people and the people of color. You are going to be affected too. This administration is an administration that has gone mad. Mad. And here we are now arguing about Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and this other fool, Huckabee, God, what a name, and Mitt Romney and John McCain, and you take every last one of them and put them in a barrel together, you don't get one decent human being. Maybe Barack Obama. I mean, I would vote for him. But the rest of them, geez, give me a break here. Anyway, I had to get that out. Y'all, the telephone number is 202-588-9739. I need 13 more calls, 1-800-222-9739. Judy Wood, give me some closing words, sweetheart.
This planet is being treated as though it's a throwaway planet. We talk about a throwaway society, but we don't have another one. And we need to save what we do have. and treat it with respect.
For all of us.
For all of us.
For all of us.
We're all in the same boat.
Yeah. 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 You know, I see it before, take it to the streets, but evidently nobody got the message. What do you think of the vote? What does that mean? Does that have anything, I mean, you know, any validity anymore? So anyway, folks, I'm very happy Judy came in tonight, and we'll talk to her again in a few minutes, but I need you all to help me out to stay on the air. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. I know y'all think Nightwolf has gone crazy. Well, I've been crazy all my life. You could use your American Express, MasterCard, Visa, or Discover. Let me tell you how serious this issue that Dr. Woods is talking about. You know, Ambrose used to be on XM Radio. Dr. Judy Wood came on the show, No More Ambrose Lane, on XM Radio. What's up with that? The powers to be have too much power. They control too much. The airways belong to the people, all of us, supposedly. But yet and still, you got the fools down at FCC selling off everything to corporate media, corporate structures. So what's it going to look like in 10 years from now? You know, will we all be marching around with some special symbol or SWAT sticker or something on us? You know, this is fascism if there ever was fascism. Take it from the American Indian, I know what it's all about. But listen, y'all, please call in. I have these great CDs, and I have one more copy of Coleman McCarty's book, I'd Rather Teach Peace, for a $65 donation. Any of these CDs for $65 each, $89.30 for any two, $125 for all three, for three, or $225 for all six. I'll give you the titles again. Robert Marables, Totemic Loot Camps, Faces of the Sun, Peter Cater. Mary Youngblood, Dance with the Wind, Grammy Award winner last year. Harmony Nights, Reconnections by R. Carlos Nakaya, and Watch This Dancer by Black Large Singers. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. I need you all to please pick up the phone right now. I only got 7 minutes. How many more do I need? I got one here. All the books are gone. Oh, no, Charlie, no more books. Okay. All right. I got a renewal. Nancy Freeman. Greenville, Arizona. Wow. Nancy's getting the three CD copy of the Thanksgiving CD program for $150. See what I told you, y'all? Been listening in Arizona to us. Y'all step up and do something for us tonight. 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. Thank you, Nancy. I love you. I don't know who you are, but I love you. Anyway, Judy, tell me something before we go to some music. What do you see as the outcome? What do you think we could do to prevent this from happening to all of us?
This is our world. We need to take ownership of it. We need to protect it. And the best outcome I can see is that people stand up and think. Think for themselves and care about each other and care about the planet.
Don't have anything to do with the color of your skin either. All right, let's hear some music, Biggie. I need to get some calls in here. Come on, y'all. Pick up the phone and call me at 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. And before we go to this music, will you come back again?
Yes.
When we're not doing this, so that we can get into this some more.
Sure.
You know,
sure, I'd love to.
The only folks who can find me here are the listeners. And I know y'all ain't gonna find me for bringing you the truth. Okay. Here's some music. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, I need you all to call in 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739. That was from Robert Marable's Totemic Flute Chants. We got these six CDs. They're great. They are just off the hook, as the kids say, off the hook. $65 for each one. $89.30 for any two that you want. $125 for any three that you want. And for all six, $225 tax deductible donation in the name of the Night Wolf Show. I ran out of the Coleman McCarty books. Thank you all for calling and getting those. But the phone is ringing. And we've only got 2 minutes, and I just want to close the show right now. 2 minutes. Thank you, Judy Woods. Will you come back?
Yes, I will.
Okay, good. Frank, you bring her back. Okay. This is my buddy Frank sitting in the corner. All right, folks. Again, you can continue to call at 202-588-9739, 1-800-222-9739, American Express, MasterCard, Visa, Discover Card, or go to WPFW.org and make your pledge. I need about 10 more of y'all to call in the next 2 minutes. I know you can do it. Do it. Help me. Help me. The trip to South Dakota has been postponed for a couple of weeks. We will be going out here, and we're still collecting things. Tomorrow, I need more help to help me sort and pack this stuff in boxes at 6011 Blair Road, 12 noon until 6. Any of you on Martin Luther King's birthday feel like coming out and giving us a hand, we really appreciate it. We worked here yesterday from 12 noon to almost 12 last night. We still got a lot of ground to cover. We got other stuff coming in for people, and I really want to make this a success, because it's not a success for me, it's a success to help people live and survive that cold winter out there and feed a few of them. Who else do I have to thank? I want to thank, let me see here. Okay, I can't read your name, but you're getting Dance with the Wind, a new member. Thank you so much. And also, I have someone else. Hey, this is my buddy, Marcellus Williams. He's getting Harmony Nights. Thank you, bro. I will see you soon, brother. And thank you so much for helping us out. And we will got to sign off the Night Wolf Show right now. Thank you to everybody, Ricky, Verona, Charlie, Steve, and everybody for being a part of this show. Thank you, Frank, for bringing Judy in. Judy, thank you for coming. God bless you all. I love you all of you. And if you have any questions about how you can help me with the fund out to South Dakota, just call me at 801-380-6619. 801-380-6619. Na na da, go ahead, my dough. I love you all. All of you. Peace.